capping.
Leu Shishi Torahwei, Rabbi David Tugendhat, Halach Hilchos Shabbos, Ant Invasion on Shabbos.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good to see you all. Good to be back. B'siyata Deshmaya. Shabbos morning, I was walking out of the house, and I saw that there were a number of ants that were making their way into my house. Obviously, they could smell the cholent and seemed to be quite excited. Who can blame them? And it's starting to become this time of year again when the ants reemerge. And a shiloh, which is very, very motzoi, very prevalent, is what exactly is a person supposed to do if the ants are coming on Shabbos Kodesh? In this installment, I'd like to speak about the halacha of tzedah, of trapping them. We're not going to speak about a different halacha, which is shochet, which is killing animals. But we'll just take it for now that we should, of course, avoid killing animals, and in fact people on Shabbos at least. And certainly we should avoid, therefore, ants. When we're walking, we should try and avoid them. If there are lots of ants in front of us, we should certainly try and avoid killing the ants on Shabbos. I'd like to speak in terms of trapping the ants on Shabbos. So I'd like to speak about the malacha of tzod. So when is it that this malacha of trapping, the malacha of tzod, applies? We know in the Mishkan, they would trap various different animals that they'd be using for their various different wall hangings and various different dyes and their hides. When does the malacha of tzod apply? So sometimes the malacha of tzod applies min ha-Torah. It's a biblical violation to trap certain animals. Sometimes it applies to rabbonon. It's osa a gzeira that the rabbis made, and sometimes we'll see actually it is going to be permitted. So let's have a look. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that it's only osa min ha-Torah to trap animals if it's b'minay nitzod, which means that this is a species of animal which is normally trapped, and it's normally trapped specifically for a positive reason, because you want its fur, or because you want its meat. Something like that is minoy nitzad. This is an animal which you positively, you want to trap for positive purposes. That would be something that it's also min ha-Torah to trap. So that would include something like a fish, or a chicken, because you're trapping it because you want its meat. Or it would be something where people would be trapping for their fur. So shtreimelach are made out of fox tails. So if you'd be trapping a fox, because, you know, there are so many foxes in northwest London, it's amazing. If you're driving back from Maariv or late at night, you see that all these foxes, so many potential shtreimelach running around. So there, if you're trapping it because you want the fur, this would be awesome in ha-Torah. Where would it be awesome in Drabon? On something that is a type of animal where you're not it's not normally something minoy nitzad. It's not normally something that you want it for its fur. For example, let's say bees. They're not actually considered minoy nitzad. They're not actually considered things that you normally trap. Even though it could be that, you know, you have bee people who have beehives, they still want that the bees should be able to roam around. So bees, for example, are something which are not minoy nitzad, and therefore would not be awesome in ha-Torah to trap, but would be awesome in drabonon. So that's the first factor. Is it something which is normally the derech that you trap it? The second factor, the Gemara says, in Masechta Shabbos Kuf Hayom Beis, is that it's only considered a melacha of tzedah if you are beforehand it was able to roam around freely, and now you're confining it into a small space where baritza achas, in one swoop, you would be able to get hold of it. That is when it's considered tzedah min ha-Torah. So for example, if you're trapping your chicken or your fish, and you put it into a net, or you put it into a confined space, a small area, because it's in a small area, you'd be able to just take one swoop and get it out. That's when it's osa midrabon. If, however, you are not able to get it so quickly, then it's not going to be an issa min ha-Torah. What about trapping an animal which is ill, or an animal which is sleeping? if you have an animal that normally runs around, but at this time it happens to be that it's feeling very schwach, yeah, it's a sick animal, maybe it had some cholent already, or whatever it is, it's a sick animal, or it's broken a limb or something, is it osa to get such an animal? So because this animal is anyway restricted in its movement, it's not able to run around. So therefore, if you have a deer is normally osim in hatorah to trap, because it's something which is minoy nitzah, it's something which people would normally be after, if it's venison, for example. So therefore, if it's a deer with a broken leg, it's already considered as though it is, as it's unable to move. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Shinta Zayin Siv Beis that if it's ill and can't move, it's still osim midrabanon. Okay, what happens if it's sleeping? We just said that if it's ill, an ill deer with a broken leg, it's osim midrabanon to get. What if it's sleeping? If it's sleeping, the Shulchan Aruch says it's still osim in hatorah, because the derech is that as soon as it realizes that it is being taken, it's going to wake up and then it's going to flee when it becomes disturbed. So far, this is just what's going on in the halacha of tzod. Now, if we take this and we apply it to our ants, we see something very interesting. What are ants? Are they like an animal which is ill? You see, an ant moves very slowly. You could just stand here, you could literally get it straight away. So is it like an animal which is ill, where we said it's osim midrabanon? Is it like an animal which is sleeping, which is osim in hatorah? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, Perik Memhei, he says that actually something where it naturally moves very, very slowly, for example, an ant, or for example, a snail or a slow-moving spider, it's actually totally permitted to trap one of those animals. Why is it that the animal which is sleeping, it's osim in hatorah, but straight away it's going to wake up and flee? Why is it the one which is ill is osim midrabanon? Because there we were talking, Chazal were talking about an animal which is normally minay nitzad. Normally it is an animal where the halachas of tzedah apply min hatorah. Something like that, it's minay nitzad. Wow, okay, so if it's ill, still there they made their decree. But if it's an ant, a slow-moving animal, where you don't, it's not minoy nitzat, it's not something which is normally, you know, people don't normally wear ant fur or have ant burgers that I'm aware of. It's not something which is normally trapped for a positive reason. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that there Chazal never ever made the gezeira, and it's something which is slow-moving. He says, Balei chaim shehiluchom itim ma'oid kagoyin namola, it's as though it's already trapped. It's as though it's already trapped, and there isn't even an issa midrabanan over here. So for that reason, the halacha of tzedo doesn't apply. The halacha of mukta still does apply. So you wouldn't actually be able to pick them up with your dayim, with your hands, even if you'd like to take them away. But if you'd try and get them to go on to something else, which is not mukta, so that you'd be able to remove it, there'd be room to allow that. If you want to put something on top of them, put some container on top of them so they can no longer move, that would also be allowed. To spray any sorts of spray on top of them which would kill them is osa. Even if I'm putting the spray in a place a little bit further away where the ant could walk onto, that's also a problem, because it's like I'm setting a trap on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to set a trap on Shabbos. If though I'm going to put something like vinegar down, apparently ants really dislike vinegar and they flee in the opposite direction. If I put vinegar down on the floor, all that will do is that will stop them. That will say, I don't want to come over here after all. There are other places that I could go to down the roads where I'll feel much more at home, much more welcome. If you put vinegar down, not on top of them, but just to deter them so that they shouldn't come any further, then that would also be permissible. Okay, Adkan.